Okay.
Chair, two small comments to build on the comments of the previous two speakers. The first, with regard to any developments, irrespective of which state, territorial, contracting, or host nation, the monitoring and oversight components should not be limited to simply the prime contractors, but also to any security providers within the supply chain, which includes subcontractors as well. In many locations, quite often international security companies will subcontract some of the services, so we would need to ensure that the oversight and monitoring elements are covered also for subcontractors within the supply chain. The second point, building on the comments from, I think it was the United States, in terms of verification and monitoring, given that many of the environments in which the security companies are operating are potentially complex environments with weak governance and potential rule of law issues, we would certainly recommend recognition of the importance of independent external oversight mechanisms, such as the International Code of Conduct Association, to assist states in verification, monitoring, and oversight as part of their due diligence in the hiring, contracting, and hosting of private security companies and military contractors. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Jay.